Now, the last time you watched a Science World live experiment, you probably had to go to Vancouver to see it. Well, today, if you're in Prince George, Science World will come to you. It's putting on a liquefied natural gas tour across the province, and that means live LNG demonstrations, panels, and even LNG career planning. It starts in Prince George today before heading to the rest of northern BC. Brian Tisdall is the CEO of Science World, and he joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm just terrific. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks. I'd like to know about the timing of this tour. Why is Science World putting on an LNG tour across the province right now?
Well, actually, the tour is being run by the province of British Columbia, and they approached us and thought it might be useful to add a bit of spark, shall we say, to the sessions. So the shows that you just referred to, that, or the type of shows, adding a bit of interactivity and excitement to the topic of the science of energy, we're quite pleased to be adding this to the other elements of the seminars that are going on in Prince George today and tomorrow.
Well, maybe you can tell me a little bit about the spark that Science World is bringing. What sort of thing do you hope that will capture people's imagination?
Well, you know, the residents, the citizens of British Columbia are going to be making some very important decisions over coming months and years about energy and the future of energy, both within the province and that we might produce and export elsewhere. And we believe that people need to be informed, educated, knowledgeable in order to make those decisions. So what we will be adding to these seminars is some information presentations on the basics of the science of energy. You know, where does energy come from? How is it stored? How is it transported? How is it used and released? And we will be doing that through, as we are known for, interactive demonstrations, which will talk about the origination of energy and how it's important in our lives.
And, of course, it is that origination and distribution that connects all of northern BC. There's another element to this, too, and that's careers that we're told will come from LNG development. And this tour includes career planning workshops. Can you tell me a little bit about how that portion works?
Well, it's very important that, you know, that although Science World is known for the interactive shows quite often and the fun and glint in the eye and smile on the face, what we're about is much longer term, and it's about the importance of science and technology to the future health and prosperity of British Columbia, and that involves not only the role that science plays in all of our lives, you know, the clean water that comes out of the tap in the morning, or the toothpaste we used, or the telephones we're talking on right now, but also the careers for our young people, the future science and technology leadership, and equally importantly, careers that may be close to home, that will keep people, young people in their communities with very rewarding futures. And in the seminars today, there will be the opportunity not only to learn more about the science of energy generally, and more specifically about LNG, but careers that might be involved in that from those in the industry and from the educational institutions. I mean, we heard a little bit that with your previous discussion on the show this morning. Mm-hmm. But all the trades and professions that will be essential for the future energy industry in the province.
We just held an LNG forum here at CBC Radio. We heard lots of public concern about what LNG might mean for the social fabric of communities, the environment as well. Is that going to play a part in the dialogues as they move through the north?
Well, that will be part of the seminars, but clearly not part of what Science World is presenting. Our shows will be quite neutral, and they will be, you know, based on the belief that in order to make those decisions, to address those very challenging questions that are in front of us, the residents of the province need to have a basic level of knowledge about, you know, what is energy, where does energy come from? Basically, it all originates in the sun, but how is it stored? Whether that's in water, leading to hydroelectricity, whether it's in fossil fuels, the coal, gas, oil, natural gas, all of those. So we'll be providing some basic information on all of those. But within the seminars more generally, there will be the opportunity and the experts in the room to address all of those more challenging questions about, you know, the business, the ethics, the environmental impact, But for Science World's role, we're just talking about the basics that we all need to understand so that we can progress to those more difficult questions.
Well, Brian Tisdall, thanks so much for introducing us to it today. It sounds like it's going to be an interesting show.
Oh, please come over to the Civic Center. It'll be fun throughout the day, today and tomorrow.
All right. Thanks again, Brian.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Brian Tisdall is Science World's CEO, and as he mentioned, it's starting today in Prince George at the Civic Center, the Science World LNG Tour. It runs into tomorrow, and from there it travels to Fort St. John, Terrace, and Prince Rupert. You can find more details at engage.gov.bc.ca/LNG in BC. That is a mouthful. I think we'll put that one up on our website. And we turn it to you. What do you think about what you've heard? How informed do you feel you are about LNG? And will you turn to Science World for more information on it with this forum, this traveling forum? You can email us,